An American Viewpoint 7.
Smoking is one area where Japan has greatly changed within the past 15 years or so. Much remains to be done, but the signs of change are promising. When I first moved to Japan, it was nearly impossible to find restaurants and other places where smoking was not permitted. When I talked to students and to restaurant owners, they said their businesses would suffer if smoking were banned. Now it is possible to find many restaurants which ban smoking all the time and many others that ban smoking during the peak lunchtime hours. Many coffee shops, movie theaters, and all trains, buses, and airplanes are non-smoking. I believe this was caused by three events. The first reason is probably greater awareness about efforts to show the dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke worldwide. This got people thinking about how bad smoking is for everyone. The second reason is that non-smokers, the majority of people in Japan, began standing up for their rights. Smokers often talk about smokers' rights. But there is no such thing as smokers' rights, and non-smokers realize this. They began demanding better conditions at restaurants and coffee shops and began asking people not to smoke around them. And the third reason must certainly be the entrance of Starbucks into Japan. With their no smoking policy, they showed everyone in Japan that a coffee shop that banned smoking could be successful. This set a positive example for other restaurants and coffee houses. Much remains to be done about smoking in Japan. Many people still smoke around small children. Many children think smoking is cool. And cigarettes are still too easy for minors to buy. But having said that, Japan has definitely changed over the past couple decades.